This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, cattle markets saw mostly downside today, which was very disappointing. But the good news is we came back late in the session and recovered a lot of those losses and saw a mixed close. News-wise, very quiet. Disappointing the cattle couldn't do better, considering the fact that we saw the big downside we did today in our grain markets. And we did see a cattle kill day of 106,000 head out there. So once again, a little bit of a small kill taking place. We did see December cattle today manage to close unchanged. February was 22 higher. Jan feeders down 17. March feeders down 27, and the hogs recovered to close 52 cents higher today after having triple-digit losses yesterday.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Make your holidays happy and healthy by eating smaller servings of your tasty favorites at your holiday dinner. And be sure to fill half your plate with fruits and veggies, too. Harvest more healthy tips at ShapeYourFutureOK.com. This Thanksgiving, squash unhealthy eating habits by filling half your plate with fruits and vegetables. Your future will thank you when you do. For a cornucopia of healthy recipes and tips, visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Grain market's had a terrible day of downside today. Double-digit losses in Chicago wheat, double-digit losses in the soybeans today, and not really any fresh news whatsoever out there to go along with the sell-off. The market was due to eventually see some corrections and large corrections, and that's exactly what we saw take place today. We will probably see more downside as we go through the rest of this remainder part of the year. And we might see a little bit of a bounce, you know, maybe tomorrow to correct a little bit of this big downside today. But there was really no news to go along with seeing December and March. Kansas City both closed down 7.25 today. December Chicago was down 11.25. December corn closed 8.75 lower. March down 9 cents. January soybeans down 18.5. March soybeans down 19. And the March cotton was 76 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
Call us toll free at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.